You're listening to Cider Chat Live. I am your host, Rhea Wynn Collar, the producer and cider MC at ciderchat.com. On Cider Chat Live, it is stories in real time straight off the Cider Chat train to you. So come on along and join the fun. I'll be looking for you out there in Ciderville. Oh, well, bonjour, bonjour from Normandy, France. I have arrived. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a snapshot of my experience so far in France. Already, I have been here for a week. So I arrived when I first went on live. And then I've just been catching up, Ciderville, because it's just crazy good here in so many ways. First off, I just attended Cider Expo, 3 days of a Cider Fest in France, the first Cider Fest of this scale for this part of the world. And there's just one thing to say about the fact that there is now a first inaugural event. And thus, it will now be, I will make a prediction, a annual event here in Normandy. Yes, the sleeping giant has awoken. Yes, I have arrived for Cider Expo, and I've been doing a number of recordings since I first turned on this little handheld recorder to chat with you. Already, I have been here for a week, so I arrived when I first went on live, and then I've just been catching up, Ciderville, because it's just crazy good here in so many ways. First off, I just attended Cider Expo, 3 days of a Cider Fest in France, the first Cider Fest of this scale for this part of the world. Yes, the sleeping giant has awoken. I am going to take away the smile on Etienne's face each time I talked about the sleeping giant, which of course is France. This region of the world, which has not necessarily been so involved with the social media cider energy going on, which has been kind of going steadily along until this time, and now the Cider Expo. So I arrived into Kong, had a nice first greeting with Etienne Dupont, or Domaine Dupont, who was my host here. Our first evening, we walked over to Les Bottes de Calva, which is the Box of Calvados, a cider store in Conques, actually owned by Domaine Dupont. And if you want to see a glimpse of that, go to the Cider Chat Facebook page, and you'll see a video of the inside of that store. I have an amazing recording I'm going to be putting out probably on Patreon while I was with Etienne talking about Calvados and tasting. I'm not sure how many we tasted. We tasted a whole bunch. I'll have to listen to it into account. Ending with a 45-year-old Domaine Dupont Calvados. The next day was Cider Expo, and Etienne and myself went over to the expo, and it kind of like sucks your breath away because you walk in and you just feel this energy and slightly nervous too, because when it's the first time, you know, there's no going back. Once a sleeping giant has awoken, it will not go back to sleep. And so we walked into this room of all these booths, like 100 producers. I saw makers from Switzerland, from Latvia, and I recorded a conversation with the Russians. So get ready for that. OMG, three Russian women cider makers, and Maxim, who is also to boot a patron of this here podcast. They blew me out of the water making traditional cider. Woohoo! So I don't think that happened on Wednesday. Wednesday was just landing and hanging out at Cider Expo, drinking lots of Calvados, Poré, and cider from around the world. There was folks from Asturias. On Thursday, I did the recording with the Russians. And on Friday, I met with Arnold, who is a Sorbus Domestica expert. I mean, he's a Sorbus Domestica enthusiast who has such a passion that you just kind of catch the excitement. I can't wait to release that. So a number of different recordings. And what I want to share with you today, right now for this little Cider Chat Live, is a conversation with a Latvian cider maker who has a cider bar in Riga. Actually, I want to say this guy, Rytis, is not a cider maker, although I know he helps out a lot. He's actually the sales rep, and what a fun guy. So we're going to just kind of kick off with him singing you a drinking song. It's about beer, but you know, a drinking song is a drinking song, and who doesn't love that?
Alutiņi vecais brāli tu par mani vecākais, jā, alutiņi vecais brāli tu par mani vecākais. Es piedzimu, tu jau biji, es nomiršu, tu paliksi, es piedzimu, tu jau biji, es nomiršu, tu paliksi. Beer, my brother, you are older than me. When I burn, you been already. When I die, you will left.
Asfekades, that's awesome. Thank you for singing that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, I'm Raitis. I'm from Latvia, and our cider firm is Murbūdu Sidra Darītava. We live in Riga, but our cider firm is on the border of the Estonia and Latvia,
okay.
In Valka city. It's not far away from Riga, only 170 kilometers.
That's close.
And we every week we go to the cider farm, work, and then go back to the Riga. The main market we have in Riga, because this is the capital of the Latvia.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Am I correct in asking you that you may have a cider bar in Riga?
Yeah,
too?
We have the cider bar in Riga, in Paldu Street 24. We have the cidreria, where you can get all of our assortment, and also in Riga we are quite popular already. We are a lot of bars in Riga, in Old Town, and outside from the town also. Because in Latvia we don't have big cider traditions at all, and people some 6-7 years ago drink only the commercial cider. And now we must educate the youngsters, then they can drink also the apple cider.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even better because it's our natural apples from the locals.
Yes.
And we can make something similar, like commercial ciders, because we make a lot of ciders that semi-sweets. That's why the youngsters can drink, and we make also the dry.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of youngsters do not understand dry cider in Latvia.
Not yet.
Yeah, that's why we do a lot of experiments with
mm-hmm.
the cider.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of measurings with the berries, with the juices, hold on a lot of fruits, and we are not looking to the cider like a wine, but we looking to the cider like a beer.
I see you, because of the format of your bottle.
Yes.
You have a small.
We have small,
like a 12-ounce bottle in the U.S. So it's,
yeah, because we think then you can drink in the bar. You can choose in the bar what you want to drink, the cider or the beer. Some 5 years ago in Latvia, the craft cider was very expensive and very fancy thing, but now we try to do it's like a usual everyday drink to the Latvia. That's why we go quite low price category but high quality, and give the opportunities to local youngsters drink the cider every day. We have very small garden, but we have a lot of apples around from locals. That's why we do not concentrate for growing apples. We concentrate for logistic to buy apples from the locals.
Okay.
That's we do that because a couple of years ago we buy apples from the big apple farms, and there is only like a table sweet dessert apples, and this is not very good for cider, because there is a lot of sugar, and no tannins, no bitterness,
right.
no lot of things, and no acid also. That's why the last years we buy from locals. There is a very old apple trees from the Soviet Unions, where is a lot of acidness, quite a lot of tannins inside, and this is very nice, very good for us.
Can you tell me some of the apple varieties that you're working with then?
Yeah, we're working with all the varieties like Antonovka. I think in Lithuania you have the quite popular. It's Antonovka is give the acidness with to the cider, then saffron pepinch, then maybe some sweet, maybe some crab apples or forest apples also. It's give a lot of tannins inside.
Okay. So you're having the locals go to their orchards that maybe aren't being used too much, and then they bring you the apples that they pick?
In Latvia, locals do not use the apples at all. They maybe make a little bit of juice for the winter, and maybe bake some couple apple pies,
right.
And that's all. All another apples they bring to the forest. And that's why they have opportunities to get a little bit money for that apples, and do not waste the product like that.
Okay.
And we do not define the special kinds of apple. We just go around, and it's normal that in every house is a lot of different kinds of apples.
Mm-hmm.
And we do not sort away this apple. We just take all apple what they have and make the juice, and then watch what's happening next.
You let it go. So are you using cultivated yeast or just the ambient yeast of the region?
Yeah, we use some 50 to 50, because the like a wild fermentation, like a natural wild fermentation give the more yeastiness in the taste and more tanniness feeling in the mouth. But we used a lot of kind of yeasts, because every yeast gives some taste, and that's why we use some three or four different kind of yeasts for a percentage of barrels, and then we make like a whiskey blendings and get the taste what we want.
A whiskey blending, that's a nice
thing.
It's
like a whiskey blending,
yeah,
yes.
Sure.
We take the
like
five different kinds of wine material, and then we blend from the recipe what we want, what taste we want. Then we can get the one total wine, like a cider material, what we can use to make some experiments.
Very good. And are you fermenting in... what kind of tanks, or are they?
Yeah,
barrels?
We have the like a plastic and iron tanks. We have like a steel.
Steel. Okay. Oh, so what's the Latvian word for that?
Nerūsējušas stārots.
Okay, I'll practice that. How did you get into cider? What was your interest?
I am the chef, like in my profession is a chef, and I'm like my friend Christianis, who is today is not on the place, he's start do that, and I working to him in the restaurant business like a chef. And then after, when he little bit grow up in the cider farm, do more cider, he need help. And that's what some 4 years ago he say, can you help me please one day or 2 days, help me in the cider farm? I say, yeah, okay. And then I worked 4 years already.
4 years?
Yes, and I'm the selling manager in the company.
Wow.
And I do all selling, speak with the clients and
so
get some order.
So is that a separate company from this, or...?
No.
It's the same company.
Yeah, just.
So who is the cider maker?
Christian is Putniņš. He's Australian Latvian.
Like,
he lives in Australia, and he lives in Latvian family. Who is a go from Latvia away in World War, Second World War.
Right.
And then he in one day decide go back to the fatherland. And he came in Latvia 11 years ago and start the restaurant business in Riga. He opened bars in the old town in Riga. And then after that, he think about he have the passion, the wines and ciders, because he are from Adelaide, what is the winery regions in the Australia. He start making a little bit at start and then grow a little bit bigger, and then
very
he
good.
Understand that in Latvia we don't have the ciders. And in Baltic states also not lot of ciders,
right.
And that's why he decided to make the cider business also.
That's very interesting. So you got hooked in by your friend.
Yeah. I am like a selling manager. Speak with the people.
Got it.
And he have the crazy passion to make some beer and make some cider. We have the. Slogan like a Nike how the just do it. We have the cider anarchy.
And who is in
this
the
is a Latvian anarchist who is live in Latvia in 1905, where has been big revolutions in Latvia. He's an anarchist and a leader of the lot of anarchist organizations in Latvia. And he's a Janis Žaklis. His nickname in Latvia has Peteris Piatekovs. Peteris Piatekovs,
okay.
And world know him like a Johnny the Painter.
Okay.
Johnny the Painter robbed some bank in London, and Churchill can't find him. He's disappeared somewhere, and that is our inspiration. He's our inspirator, and he's not very positive like. Silhouette in the history, but he's an anarchist and he broke the laws.
So would you say that the company is kind of an anarchist company? Is
yeah,
that what you're working
yeah.
on? Really? Okay.
We are the pioneers in Latvia in this
so
way.
So anarchist as pioneers, because
yeah.
I don't necessarily consider an anarchist
to
be a pioneer.
They make the new rules.
Make the new rules. Okay,
this is very good because these who is the conservatives, they sit down and make the only cider. Yes. Make the cider anarchy. We make the new rules. We make the new possibilities, opportunities. We make the new tastes and experiments.
Excellent.
We do a lot of crazy stuff. Yeah.
Let's go try some new crazy stuff here.
Yeah.
Bourbon oak.
Yes.
Bourbon oak. Where are you getting a bourbon?
We buy some oaks. Bourbon, these barrels from the America and France.
Okay.
From France, we buy some cognac and brandy barrels. From Italy, we buy some wine barrels.
Right.
From America, we buy some whiskey and bourbon barrels. And from Japan, we buy some rum barrels also. And we do experiments. We do in the barrels. This is the first black cider, I think, in the Baltic states. Black cider means that the color is black, and the ingredients inside is like a burned. There is a burned oak inside.
Let's see.
Burned oak inside, a little bit sour cherry juice, and burnt sugar. It's in the taste, it's quite far away from cider. It's like you have feel that you drink
but
some.
But you have that base. You have that base of the apple coming through,
yeah.
which is it's always what you want when you're doing these more cider anarchist type of methods. And so I like that the apple's still coming through, which really speaks volumes for your technique that you're not losing the apple.
Yeah.
And that's spot on.
Yeah.
In that way.
This apple acidness give a little bit like a fruitiness, like a juiciness, and this oak taste also give a little bit like a feelings. Then you drink some bourbon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the bourbon's not overwhelming it, which is very easy to do. So it's well balanced. I'm impressed. Well done.
Want more Cider Chat? You can find over 200 episodes waiting for you at ciderchat.com. This episode of Cider Chat Live is another production of ciderchat.com. And I am Rhea Windcolor. Looking for you out there in Ciderville.